Leviticus chapter 21. And Jehovah said to Moses, Speak unto the priests, the sons of Aaron, and say unto them, There shall none make himself unclean for a dead person among his peoples, except for his immediate relation who is near unto him, for his mother, and for his father, and for his son, and for his daughter, and for his brother, and for his sister, a virgin that is near unto him, who hath no husband, for her may he make himself unclean. He shall not make himself unclean, who is a chief among his peoples, to profane himself. They shall not make any baldness upon their head, neither shall they shave off the corners of their beard, nor make any cuttings in their flesh. They shall be holy unto their God, and not profane the name of their God. For they present Jehovah's offerings by fire, the bread of their God. Therefore shall they be holy. They shall not take as a wife a whore or a dishonored woman. Neither shall they take a woman put away from her husband, for he is holy unto his God. And thou shalt hallow him, for the bread of thy God doth he present. He shall be holy unto thee, for I, Jehovah, who hallow you, am holy. And the daughter of any priest, if she profane herself by playing the whore, she profaneth her father. She shall be burned with fire. And the high priest among his brethren, on whose head the anointing oil was poured, and who is consecrated to put on the garments, shall not uncover his head, nor rend his garments. Neither shall he come near any person dead, nor make himself unclean for his father and for his mother. Neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his God, for the consecration of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. I am Jehovah. Verse 13. And he shall take a wife in her virginity, a widow or a divorced woman or a dishonored one, a harlot, these shall he not take, but he shall take as wife a virgin from among his peoples. And he shall not profane his seed among his peoples, for I am Jehovah who do hallow him. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron, saying, Any of thy seed, throughout their generations, that hath any defect, shall not approach to present the bread of his God. For whatever man hath a defect, he shall not approach, a blind man, or a lame, or he that hath a flat nose, or one limb longer than the other, or a man that is broken-footed, or broken-handed, or hump-backed, or withered, or that hath a spot in his eye, or hath the itch, or scabs, or his testicles broken, no man of the seed of Aaron, the priest that hath defect, shall come near to present Jehovah's offerings by fire. He hath a defect. He shall not come near to present the bread of his God. The bread of his God, of the most holy, and of the holy, shall he eat. Only he shall not come in unto the veil, nor shall he draw near unto the altar. For he hath a defect, that he profane not my sanctuaries. For I am Jehovah, who do hallow them. And Moses told it to Aaron, and to his sons, and to all the children of Israel.